and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, where we spotlight and highlight companies that do business in Gwinnett County, along with the men and women that lead them. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, and we're broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio at Business Radio X, located in Duluth at Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place. Joining me is my co-host and in-house comedian, Stephen Julian. Hello there, Stephen.
Good morning, Mike.
Stephen, be on your best behavior. We have an attorney in the room today. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll keep our eye on you.
I'm going to pay attention to every single word that comes out of my mouth and fail miserably. And
that would be a first.
Yes, it would.
Joining us on the show today is attorney David Lawler. So, Stephen, again, be on your best behavior. David owns a general practice law firm in Decula. Also on the show today is John Lemberg with Make It Loud, a company that specializes in creative web design and e-marketing for small and medium-sized businesses. And Donna Robertson is the suite manager right here at Office Suites Plus. That is the home of our Business Radio X studio here in Gwinnett County. But up first is Roger Maness. He's the president and owner of Big Dog Productions, a video production company. Good morning, Roger. Thanks for coming by. Tell us all about Big Dog Productions and what you do there.
Well, good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here. We are a video production company and can be found online at bigdogproductions.tv. And basically, we specialize in three areas. We do television programming, corporate videos, and branded content marketing. I'm going to start these in reverse. The branded content marketing is kind of the new thing that is developing over the last few years with the explosion of social media and Facebook pages. What businesses are starting to realize as they market their brand, market their product, they used to have to seek out, if they wanted to do television advertising, a TV show that fit their niche, fit their demographic, fit their numbers, and purchase advertising. What social media has allowed them to do is basically have their own 24-hour television station, radio station, magazine, et cetera. So one of the things that we do is branded content marketing for online. For example, Texas Pete Hot Sauce has been a client of ours. Texas Pete tries to marry its brand with the passionate college football fan and use their product for tailgating. Well, a way to engage their customer base and further connect their brand through social media is to send our company out to college football games on Saturday. All over the country, we'll pick a different location each week. One week we may be at the University of Alabama, the next week at Florida State, the next week at Notre Dame, et cetera, and do a story, if you will, a television news story on what makes that campus unique and special on game day, all the while weaving in the Texas Pete brand into the story with logo, product placement, tailgate participation. We have fans use the product, but really, if you look at the video, it comes across as a TV news story about that campus, what makes it special and unique on game day. Texas Pete places it on its Facebook page and engages its customer base with interesting content. That is branded content. So any brand that is trying to marry its brand with something that can be informational or entertaining to further engage their customer base online is what we try to do with our use of video. Then when they place it on their Facebook page, say we've done a story about Auburn or Georgia or Southern California, whatever it is, a fan may see that, then they share it with their Facebook friends, growing the brand across social media. They'll share the video, they'll comment on the video, and again, grow the brand, and now more people are brought to the Facebook page of Texas Pete. That's branded content marketing online. That's what we do very well, and we're trying to grow that. Then there's the second level of corporate videos. Some businesses aren't really engaged in branded content marketing, but they really want to improve their first impression on their websites. And it's one thing to go online and read a bio or read a company description or see a still photo, but it's another thing to provide video on your website that will engage a customer in a unique way. They can see behind the scenes of what it is you do. They can meet your people. We do a lot of video bio work for the student athletes at Georgia Tech in their Olympic sports. The golf coach, the softball coach, they all want us to come in and we sit down their student athlete. We do a minute or two video bio of the student athlete about how they got involved in the sport or what their interests are, hobbies are. We do facility tours for Georgia Tech's softball team. Just as a way to engage on their website, their fan base, their customer base, and businesses can do it too, be it an attorney or a car dealership or whatever. to have a video on your website to engage your customer in a more personal way than just reading a bio. And then, of course, television programming. My background is in TV news and sports. I worked at WXIA-TV for many years here in Atlanta and was primarily sports-related and have done some Olympic work. I've covered four Super Bowls, five World Series, and three Olympic games. From a TV programming perspective, we try to do some syndicated programming that's sports-based. We do a lot with college football in the South, preseason college football special called Southern Pigskin Preview, things like that.
Was it scary to leave the TV world? Because, as you say, you were at 11 Alive for so many years, and to leave that to start your own company, Big Dog Productions, I mean, that had to be a little scary.
Well,
but it sounds like, you know, you saw where the future was going to be, you know, a lot of online stuff, and maybe... You know, I don't want to say TV's outdated, and it'll never be outdated, but a lot of stuff is going towards the online format.
Well, I don't know if scary is the right word, but my timing was fortuitous because I launched a business right before the economy tanked. we've done very well despite the bad economy. And yes, the key to the future of television is people are always going to sit on their couch and watch television, specifically live events. But it's content creation now that is becoming the key. On the various digital platforms, that's what we do. Be it television, online, or social media, we have the skill set across the board. My team and I, my editors, photographers, producers, Emmy award-winning people that come out of a TV news and TV production background, great storytellers that compel and engage. Actually, one of the little bit of the headaches we have is headache is the wrong word, but we find it interesting sometimes. People understand video now because people can take video on their telephone, things like that. So they just assume they can do something for their own website. Well, we're trying to change the mindset. Do you want it done or do you want it done right and do you want it done well? Just because somebody can point and shoot does not make them a photographer or a videographer. So it is about great visuals. It's about really marrying your brand and promoting your product in the best light possible. It is your brand. Do it right. Mm-hmm. It is your brand. Do it right. And we create content across the various digital platforms to try to enhance brand and marketing opportunities for businesses.
One quick follow-up question, Roger. Obviously, your resume kind of speaks for itself, but you actually raised the point of the question I wanted to make. So there's somebody with a cell phone going, oh, I can do this myself. Obviously, that's probably like nails down the chalkboard to your ears. What are some of the things that people don't recognize that they're going to make major mistakes on and should call someone like you guys in with your background and your resume?
Well, there's experience and expertise that comes with visual storytelling that you can't just point and shoot. You notice it with home video. The cameras are shaky.
Right.
They're not focused.
Any good horror stories insert it right here.
Basically, the analogy I make is you might understand video, but if you were a business and you were going to do a television commercial, you would not think I'm going to shoot that myself.
Right.
Because it's your brand, and oh my gosh, lots of people are going to see this. It's going to be on television. Well, the internet's the same thing. It's even magnified because it can go around the world.
Right.
Just with a web link. So, Just keep your standards the same for your quality of production to represent your brand.
So keep in the back of your mind those commercials we've all seen where we go, ooh, they must have done that themselves. Good point.
Well, and it's not a big deal. Most people understand that there's a skill set that comes with it, and we're patting ourselves on the back, but I use the best people because it is about people at the end of the day. It's anybody can go get a great camera, but you still have to know how to operate it.
There's always a good story regarding the name of a company. Big Dog Productions. I'm not going to guess. I'm going to let you tell the story. Where'd you come up with the name Big Dog Productions for your TV production company?
Well, I was born and raised a Georgia Bulldog.
He is wearing red today.
But what is interesting about it, I actually attended the Vince Dooley football camp for 4 years in my youth. So I go way back. Georgia Bulldog football is in my DNA, but I absolutely just love college athletics. And my background, as I mentioned, was TV sports, having worked at Channel 11 all those years. But I always had an entrepreneurial gene to step out and do my own thing that I inherited from my father. And I always felt like that there was an opportunity to maximize my skill set and go out and run my own business. So it's kind of a tip of the hat, but not really an over the top tip of the hat calling the company Big Dog Productions, because we feel like it's catchy. It's a little bit of an homage to the Georgia Bulldogs, but not really. We do a lot of work at Georgia Tech, as I mentioned. We cover college athletics with our Texas Pete Flavor of Football franchise and our Southern Pigskin Preview television program that we syndicate throughout the South, where we cover ACC and SEC. It's just more of a love of college athletics with a slight little doff of the cap to my team.
And go check out the website, because at least he doesn't have that, you know, ugly bulldog on it. There's a dog, so... Good,
yes, it's sort of a Great Dane Labrador Retriever looking thing. But it's BigDogProductions.tv.
There were some copyright laws that you had to, of course, follow. Where do you see yourself in growing? Well, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What are your plans for the company?
Well, I would like to become such an irritant to ESPN that they write me a big check and I go live at the beach. But that's probably not realistic.
At least he's honest.
No, seriously, we see the continued growth of social media as a great marketing next step, and with the explosion of digital television and websites, we just know that content is king, and we feel like we can help companies create quality content that benefits their brand, be it through television, websites, online media. I mean, we do commercials. Anything where video can enhance or engage your customer base and build your brand, we just see tremendous growth potential. So we just want to keep riding that wave, grow with the wave as the digital platforms continue to explode and expand, and bring our skill set to help businesses do what they do best.
Well, I can attest to the efficacy of having video on your website, because once I added video interviews on my website, the number of phone calls doubled.
Wow.
The number of visitors to the site did not necessarily improve right off the bat. They did start to grow, but those consumers looking at the website, then making the call, doubled within
days.
Yeah,
we use those a lot in web design.
Leave it, Mike, leave it to the lawyer to say efficacy.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the word was, but I understood what he was saying.
Well, effectiveness.
And we're going to have an interesting conversation later, because John here is with Make It Loud, and he does websites.
I'm Googling the word efficacy right now.
I don't even know how to spell it, so I can't Google it.
E-F-F.
I've never heard the word before.
Well, it is interesting, and thank you for making that point, but we find that video is just more personal. It engages on a website more so than the written word does. And actually, a statistic here for you, half of YouTube's views are links from Facebook. So people will post their video to their YouTube page and then link it to Facebook. Half of YouTube's traffic comes from people linking from Facebook.
And people don't understand. Also, YouTube is the number two search engine. You realize that? It's the number two search engine. Also a Google property, of course.
Right.
So that's
Aren't
the big dog.
All?
That's
Sorry. There's truth to
he's
that.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is funny.
that's the Big Dog Productions plan, is to continue to maximize for businesses the use of video.
All right.
Across all the platforms.
All right. Roger Manning's with Big Dog Productions. Roger, for companies out there that want to get in touch with you and use them, use your expertise to help brand their company and grow their company, how do they reach out to you?
The easiest way is BigDogProductions.tv. We have contact information there with email contact and phone numbers, et cetera. And we'd like for them to go take a look around and see our various levels of work that we can do across all of the platforms.
All right, Rog, thanks so much for coming on. Now, one of the other voices you just heard was David Lawler. He's an attorney based in Decatur. Tell us about your law firm, and folks, this is not a joke, an attorney with a sense of humor. But welcome to the show. Tell us all about yourself and about your firm.
We hear his law firm has a lot of efficacy.
Yes, well, you know, that's the way it is. Well, I have a general practice law firm, and what that means is, just like in the old days, the small-town lawyer wore a lot of different hats, and so do I. In a world of specialists, there are very few general practitioners in the legal field. I used to be a specialist, and I used to be a specialist in real estate. Well, we saw what happened to the real estate market several years ago, so I then migrated my firm and diversified. Now I do everything from adoptions to wills and estate planning, and a lot of stuff in between, including auto accidents, business formations and transactions. I do civil litigation. I do criminal defense. So, John, I'll be expecting that call.
I'll be calling you later today.
Yeah, it's usually like New Year's Day that I get a call from John. but I also do...
It was the day after Christmas last year.
Was it? Was it? Oh, that's right. Did I see you on GwinnettMoggs.com? Oh, that's too bad. But I also do real estate closings. I do a lot of consultations with people that do real estate investing and that sort of thing so that they're making wise decisions, such as not buying tax, properties that are encumbered with 53 tax liens, that sort of thing. So in a nutshell, I'm the guy you call. As I do a lot of different networking groups, and I always end it with the same tagline. I say, are you being sued and don't know what to do? Don't fuss, scream, or holler. Call David Lawler. And a lot of people in Gwinnett know that, and they know to call me. And if I don't do that particular thing, I guarantee you I got a guy that does.
I thought it was real interesting that the law, L-A-W, is actually in your name.
You know, you get the star prize for being the 10,000th person to actually say that. I never noticed that. Thank you, Mr. Salmon.
You did not legally change that?
No. I love it. There's a guy I went to law school with whose last name was Lawless, which I thought was even more appropriate for an attorney. It was beautiful.
The efficacy of the irony of that is beautiful.
Yes, you know what I like about
that? That's the last time I'm going to say that.
Yeah, you know what I like about irony?
That other word now.
You know irony? It's just like Bronzy and Goldie, but made of iron. I love it. It's good stuff.
I once dated a girl named Cindy because she had sin in her name.
Oh.
Now, Mike, get us back
I did not
track.
Step on your quickly. 10 minutes, Mr. Manus.
I told you it was going to be a strange show. Steven, I was worried about you. I should have been worried about Roger, John, and David.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Small businesses, of course, we're business to business. A lot of business owners listen to this type of show. What kind of calls do you get from small businesses? Where do they normally need the most help?
Well, a lot of times they need it upon formation. They need to know what type of business organization or structure do I need. And I always try to steer them towards at least some kind of a structure that provides limited personal liability, like a S-Corp or a limited liability company, so that if, God forbid, some cold-blooded attorney sues them and gets a judgment against the business, it doesn't attach to their personal assets. So that's one of the first things they need to do from the get-go. And once the business is established, invariably something happens. You know, life intervenes, somebody slips and falls at their location, and they need to know, okay, how do I position myself to deal with this sort of thing? So really a lot of just general questions that come in from small businesses are like that, somebody hurt themselves, or I am being sued. Because you're in business long enough, you're going to be sued. It's just part of the risk of doing business in the world today. So I try to assist them and help them through them.
When someone is looking for a good attorney, what should they be looking for?
Well, that's a great question. The very most important thing I tell people is don't look necessarily to see that they've got 30 years of experience doing something, that they've got, you know, endorsements by so-and-so. The most important thing is that you need to be able to communicate effectively with efficacy with your attorney, because you can have the greatest attorney in the world, but if the two of you can't communicate, they're not going to understand your wishes, they're not going to be following your direction, they're not going to be a good representative for you if you can't talk to them. And there are a lot of attorneys that just can't communicate very well with some of their clients. So I recommend that people interview the attorneys, see if they've got, you know, a free consultation, sit down and talk to them. And they have to be able to communicate their ideas efficiently to that attorney. And if they can't do that, go look for another one, because you got to talk to them, got to be able to talk to them. And when you do, for God's sakes, tell them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because you know, I hate going into divorce mediation only to find out that my client has been convicted of bank fraud.
Not good.
No, it's not good.
You mentioned communication. Obviously, you're very personable and you communicate well and so forth. Sometimes you think of a lawyer or an attorney as a very buttoned up, very stuffy, and you kind of break that mold. What got you into this business?
Well, strangely enough, and with all due respect to the departed, I did it to shut my dad up. throughout my formative years, my dad was saying, David, you'd make an excellent attorney. You'd really be a good attorney. Go be an attorney. And I resisted, and I resisted, and I resisted. He was a doctor, and he didn't really care for attorneys too terribly much.
What did you want to do as a young man?
I wanted to be a marine biologist, actually. And
I saw that Seinfeld episode.
Did you? Yeah.
2 days ago.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The sea was
angry.
Yeah, the sea was angry that day, my friends. Exactly.
Seinfeld reference.
So there we go. Okay. Yes, that's a title.
A marine biologist.
But I wanted to be a marine biologist.
I did not see that coming.
No. And what's
I was going to say stand-up comedian or something.
Oh, no. But what's really funny is when I turned about 18 or 19, I developed seasickness so badly. You know, I get motion sickness at the drop of a hat. Not good for somebody out on the ocean. So
much for swimming with the turtles at the Galapagos.
Yeah, exactly. So I tried a couple of different things, and, you know, life throws you curveballs, and in my mid-20s, my dad was still saying, go to law school. So I said, fine, I'll try it. And I expected to hate it, and actually turned out I loved it. And, Dad, you were right. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, he lived long enough to see me not only graduate and get married and start a family, but I worked for other firms before starting my own, and he was very proud to see me start my own firm and become successful.
David, I know in my line of work and probably everybody's line of work around this table, if we could put all of our clients and even prospective clients into a room and say, if you hear nothing else I say, these are the three things I want you to remember. These are the two things I want to make sure you know. When it comes to being an attorney and helping people proactively avoid getting sued or dealing with them in a crisis, are there two or three things that you would tell both business owners and the individuals who are the business owners, you know, make sure you've got these things in line? Are there proactive things you would say, a couple of, you know, whether they're, you know, 2, 3, 5, you pick the number, but sure, what are things you wish everybody would know?
Well, here I'm going to fit into the stereotypical attorney mold and say, number one, pay your legal bills. number two, make sure that you have formed your business in such a way as to maximize your protection and limit your personal liability. Nothing tastes as bad as having a business asset, a business liability take away a personal asset. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose your house because something bad happened at the business. Wifey don't like that. Okay, it does not bode well. And in the legal context, you know, listen to your lawyer. Because you're paying lawyers good advice, good money for good advice, and I cannot tell you how many times somebody's paid me for good advice, done the exact opposite, and then come back 6 months later saying, oh, how do I get out of this? It happens. So listen.
Let me ask you about some things that you work on. You mentioned wills and estate planning.
Yes.
How do you get people to work on a will? Because there's a lot of folks out there. I don't know what the percentage is, but I know there's a lot of folks out there that don't have their wills. And most people, they're young. They're thinking, I don't need one. I'm, you know, got a long time to live.
How do I get them to? There's nothing I can do to make them except scare them. You know, like, something in their life will trigger them to get a will. It'll usually be the death of a loved one, or they're going to be traveling soon and they realize, oh, man, what's going to happen if we both pass away while traveling? Who's going to get the kids? That's the most motivating factor in young couples and you know, business owners, I would say, under age 50, is the realization that if both parents die, it is up to the state to decide who gets the kids and who watches them and raises them. And the state has essentially a flow chart of who gets the kids. And it's usually not the person that mom and dad would choose.
A couple other quick questions. The numbers are not good when it comes to divorces, married mm-hmm. people that are divorced. What's the biggest single piece of advice that you can give for people that, I guess, that are looking to get divorced?
Wow. That's a good question. It's a hard question because each scenario is a little bit different. But the best generic piece of advice I could give is find your assets and inventory them, because when the other party starts to smell the divorce coming, assets start vanishing. Okay? Identify, inventory all of your financial assets. And the second thing I would say is get in the mindset, accept the fact that through the divorce, there is not going to be a winner. No one wins in a divorce. Everybody loses, especially the kids. I'm sorry, this part's not funny. But but once you get in the mindset that the divorce is going to put you in a worse financial state immediately than you were when you're married, and you start cutting back on, you know, the non-essentials, you're going to be better positioned to come out of it. There are survivors in divorces, and there are people who survive better than others. And those that survive better than others are the ones that plan going into the divorce by identifying and inventorying the assets and curtailing their lifestyle to a post-divorce lifestyle right away. They're going to make the transition a lot better than those that don't do that.
Wow.
Good advice. Should you tell a quick lawyer joke just to kind of get us all laughing again?
The classic, of course, you know, what do you call 300 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
A good start?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
There
Dan,
you go.
I took your punchline.
No, that's
so
okay.
Everyone knows it.
No, most lawyers.
And you know
lawyers,
there's law in your name?
10,001. All right. I swear I should have brought Snickers for you guys.
We're going to edit some of this out of the interview. We're going to have to. David, for folks that want to reach out to you and look to work with you and take advantage of your services, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, my telephone number is 770-904-5115. You can reach me on the internet, the worldwide interweb, at www.dlawler.com. That's DLAWLER.com.
And what's that little jingle you have again?
Are you being sued? Don't know what to do. Don't fuss, scream, or holler. Call David Lawler.
If people call and repeat that, do they get a Snicker bar, I guess?
If they can come up with a new one, because I have all kinds of rhymes, and they all come from cases. My cases, for example, I had one the other day. Did you wake up in jail, been tased twice on the right, and have no recollection of the previous night? Call David Lawler. I've got about 25 or 30 of them, and if they come give me a brand new one that works really well, I'll give them a Snickers bar.
When do we start seeing the TV commercial?
I'm here.
Dude,
yeah,
like
there we
I
go.
Said,
there we go.
I've got a face for radio.
We can do
Roger
can
work miracles.
Effects. Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
after the face that should be shot with an iPhone.
There is not enough Photoshop in the world.
I mean, we can hire.
He's a miracle.
We can hire an actor to play you.
That's been done.
Or we could use, you know, a spokesmodel to be the voice of your law firm.
And after SEC Championship weekend this weekend, David, you'll probably be getting a couple calls. So.
All right, we're gonna move on. I do want to apologize to Donna Robertson. I don't know if sure if you're enjoying this.
She's the quiet one.
I'm actually pretty afraid right now.
Yes.
Like, how did I get in with these bunch of guys?
I had no idea.
And I am.
What happened?
Yeah, I'm definitely not a Georgia Bulldog fan, just to make the point known.
Preach it, sister. Sorry.
I'm not a sports fan at all. I know most of them involve a ball. They're fairly competitive.
Is that football?
Not sure what I got myself into. All right, John Lemberg is with Make It Loud. Basically,
Make It Loud.
Make It Loud. You specialize in creating websites and e-marketing for small and medium-sized businesses of all kinds. Tell us about your company and exactly what it is that you do.
Yeah, I've been in business since 2004, and the company's evolved over the years. Initially, everybody was just talking web design, and which we do in abundance. But really, the conversation is really more about SEO these days, search engine optimization, how to find your way to the top of Google. Having a website is a good thing, and it's great for a company. Every company needs the credibility of a professionally designed website, but it's another thing to be found on the internet, and Google does not make that easy.
Talk about getting started, and again, the name of the company, Make It Loud, is very unique.
Yeah, you know, you need to have a hook, and it needs to be memorable. I tell people the simplest thing is usually the best. But the issue is this. When somebody surfs the internet, you have 6 to 10 seconds to capture their attention when they see your homepage. That's three blinks of the eye. So there's not a whole lot of time. And if your message is not clear, if somebody can't tell exactly what you do in the first 6 seconds, you've generally lost the sale, and you've lost the opportunity to go have that client give you a ring. And ultimately, people over-communicate on their websites as well. They have paragraphs and paragraphs of text, which are necessary, but they're for Google. They're not for your prospective client, because people don't read the text on a website. They'll look at the video, so Roger should be very excited about that, but they don't read the text.
Well, talk about more about what makes a good website and what makes a poor website.
Well, you know, there's some statistics that say if under the banner, the header of the page, it says call now for a free consultation, and then the telephone number right there underneath the banner in red, that your conversion rate is supposed to go about 40%. That's almost one in two. That's because people can find the telephone number and call you very, very easily. Websites are not there to educate. People think, oh, well, you know, I want to tell them about this, I want to tell them about that, I want to tell them about this. They're not to educate. Websites are to generate a call. That's it. They're generate a telephone call, and if you're out of the office, you want them to click that contact button and fill out the form and leave you a message so that you can follow them up the very next day. But ultimately, that's the purpose of a website, is to generate interest from a client that would contact you. So those are the kinds of things. Good design, navigation has to be clean and simple, and the design has to be current. Design changes every couple of years. Excuse me. And it's easy to just let your website go. People think, oh, it's out of sight, out of mind. Or, you know, in this day and age, like Roger has, you know, competes against everybody with an iPhone or an Android. I compete against anybody with an account at GoDaddy and thinks they can go create a website. And ultimately, those things are not effective for businesses. In fact, if you are found, generally speaking, it hurts you. It's better to not have a website than to have a bad one.
How do you find your clients? I mean, there's probably a lot of companies out there, and probably every company thinks their website is, you know, award-winning. How do you get in front of them and say, listen, you don't have the kind of website you really need?
Well, you know, our strategy has been over the years to do a lot of relational networking. That's how I met David Lawler. We were together in a couple of networking groups where I've heard every 25 of his little shticks that he does. but that's how we've done business. We get to know people that way. But by and large, you know, 80% of our business is really by referral. So people hear about us, and you know, and some are finding us on the web. We do, you know, we optimize our own website as well so that we can be found in Google, and there's a significant number of significant amount of traffic coming to us from that as well, but by and large it's word of mouth. People need a good web designer. Web designers have a terrible reputation in our world. They're fly-by-night, you know.
We've got worse ones.
I'll bet. I'll bet you do.
How many? What do you call 300 web designers at the... No, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. Wannabe attorneys?
Wannabe. But, you know, we hear the horror stories all the time. Well, you know, I paid this guy $5,000, and he started my website, and here it is, and all it's got are three words on it, and now he's gone to Tahiti doing what Roger wants to do, and he sells his company, soaking it up on the beach, or I can't find my domain name. I have no access to it. My web guy is gone. We hear this stuff all the time. So it's not easy to find a good web developer.
Speak to that just a little bit more. David talked about interviewing attorneys, you know, sit down and communicate. What should people be asking, either you or any other web designer they're talking to? It sounds like maybe don't get a lot of money up front, might be one of them, but Speak through what would be a good concept. I'm a prospective client looking to upgrade my website. What should I be doing? What should I be asking?
You want to talk about design, and you want to talk about what the latest trends are in design and what somebody can do for you specifically so that the design appeals. Because, again, in 6 to 10 seconds, it really becomes an art show in some respects. Does your website, is it visually appealing? Does it communicate an emotion? If your website doesn't communicate an emotion or an emotion connected with your business, then you've lost. For example, David Lawler's website, from the first 6 to 10 seconds, his website needs to communicate trust. You have to communicate that. And if he wants to be an attorney that's very involved with his client, you want to communicate a personal kind of feel. And also professionalism. He's showing me his website now on his iPad, and it has these posts and things that would communicate professionalism in law. And you feel that from the minute you see the website. So design is important. Navigation is important. Can people get to the places you want? And we're creating websites these days that we call icon-driven. Basically, it attaches image to click. And you put image and you overlay text on it, and your four most important messages stand there at the top underneath the banner. And if that's reflective of 80% of your business, it gets people immediately to what you want them to see and what you want them to read.
Okay, so of course you want to have a great website. How do you market your website? How do you get people to go to your website? You always hear people talking about Google. If I have a website, how do I know that's going to show up right at the top when you Google my name or my company's name?
You don't. That's ultimately the fact. When somebody creates a website for you, whether you like it or not, they are doing search engine optimization. They may be doing it poorly, but they are doing it. And And that's the reality. Now, some of the websites we do, we try to talk to our clients up front about, you know, the basics. If you're a if you're a tree guy in Gwinnett County, you know, Tree Removal Gwinnett or Tree Removal Suwannee is something you want to go target your website for, because oftentimes the most simplest terms are the ones that people are searching for. So we have those conversations up front. And the rule of thumb is if those search terms are not in your text anywhere on your website, then you absolutely will never get that result in Google. So if you're if it doesn't say Tree Removal Suwannee somewhere in your website and you're a tree guy, and you're in Suwannee, you'll never get that result in Google. And Google's not made it easy. They do algorithm changes every year or so. They named them by animals. So they've gone from panda to penguin this year. And penguin was a very hard revision. They're trying to get rid of spammers and spamming practices. Just a little statistic. 1/3 of the call volume of all websites, all small business owners dropped after the penguin algorithm came into place. 1/3. Everybody across the board, billions and billions of dollars just from changing the way they do search.
Well, quick testimonial here for John's ability to maximize with the search engine optimization. I just Googled web design Gwinnett. John's page one.
Yeah. Wow.
His site is page one.
Yeah, depending upon the how Google feels that day, I'm one or two usually. You know, I've actually literally checked it once, and I was one, and went downstairs 5 minutes later, and I was number two. So
yeah, what's really funny is I know
Google gods.
I know the first three people personally. The first three web designers, I know them personally. So that's kind
you know everybody, David. I'm not sure if that's a good thing, depending how you know them.
Oh no!
Get
those calls at 2 a.m. Okay.
and that Black Friday incident 3 years ago. But.
What kind of companies do you normally work with?
That's kind of a loaded question. People say small business is our niche. We've done just about everything from HR to tree people, you know, tree removal. We have a hairdresser in downtown Atlanta in Buckhead. Our websites. Are all over the map with respect to the kinds of businesses we serve. So we do a lot of church work, nonprofit stuff, networking groups, and just all over the map. I tell people that small business really is our niche. And when we design with the small business owner in mind, trying to generate a result and trying to create a website that feels like them. We take very seriously the fact that we're marketing a business, and it impacts everything. It impacts an ability for a business owner to pay his employees, for a business owner to go put food on the table for his family. So their image to us is of immense importance.
You look at a website these days, and you kind of, if you had to do a flow chart, it's almost in the middle, because you got all the social media. You got Twitter, you've got Facebook, you've got LinkedIn, you've got all these other things. All that needs to be, it's not just a website, as you said, that helps with your business, but it kind of connects to everything else.
Absolutely.
You do in social media.
Absolutely. It is the hub, like Roger was talking about a little bit earlier. I mean, you can't underestimate the impact of social media, and it's only going to grow in the days ahead. And your website really does put it all together for LinkedIn, for your blog, and your marketing presence as well. It does all that for you.
How do you get your clients that you work with? I mean, how do you do a lot of networking? Obviously,
we do a lot of networking. We've been involved in the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce for 8 years. A lot of it is by referral. You know, that kind of stuff goes very well for us. Where somebody says, "Hey, you know what? I had a good experience," and they're willing to talk about us to somebody else. So that there's a lot of business for us like that.
If I'm a business owner and I'm working on my website, speak a little bit about how I should be ranking the effectiveness of the work you do. To some extent, I can search my name on Google and see what comes up. That's one way. It sounds like you're saying also that you should be able to see some kind of tangible results over time as far as calls. And I mean, you're tracking how many calls. I mean, that was a good statistic, about 1/3 less calls when Google changed to Kung Fu Panda or something. So,
right.
So speak about how I can track my effectiveness when I start working with a good web designer like you.
Well, there are a couple things. You want to hear people talking. You want to hear your clients having talked about your website. Mm-hmm. A lot of my clients, when they sit down, they'll say, "You know what? I saw your website. Or I saw somebody else's website, and I saw a little tagline at the bottom, and that generated a hit for me." So when a client comes to me, or a client comes to one of our clients and says, "You know what? We saw something you did on the web, and it triggered something, and it triggered a call, or it triggered a response." Those are the kinds of things that you want to hear, you know, once you've got a website in place, to know that it's effective. And that also impacts your branding on your business cards and things like that. So you know, when you hand somebody a business card, you immediately want them to know that there's recognition there, visual recognition, that they're in the right place from your business card. So you want to brand those things together, do them well, and ultimately you should be getting a result. Now, let me say this. Even clients that we have who do not do search engine optimization, don't pay for that service or pay-per-click or anything like that, by and large, they've easily recovered their money in a year's time. Easily.
These days, fewer and fewer people are going on websites just on their home computer, a desktop computer. I mean, these days you got your mobile phones, your smartphones, your iPads, and so forth. And sometimes you look at a website on your computer at home, it looks one way, and then on your little mobile app, it looks a different way.
Yeah, it should, and it should. I mean, ultimately, you don't want to squint to have to see your company's website on a mobile device. And as of the beginning of 2012, they said search was, 25% of search is done on mobile devices. I actually think it's a lot higher than that. And I saw a statistic today on TV that like 40% of the Black Friday shopping was done on mobile devices. That's tablets and on smartphones. So that can't be underestimated as well. So when you do a website, you want to make sure that you at the very least have a mobile landing page where people don't have to squint and they can click your phone number and it just dials you very, very quickly and easily.
We're talking with John with Make It Loud. They do a lot of web design, among other things, e-marketing and so forth. What do you enjoy the most about your job?
You know what? I love the people I encounter. You know, David and I laugh here a lot, but I truthfully, there's not a client I've met who's not a friend. And I really, truly enjoy the relationship in it for me. I love the staff I work with. They're just phenomenal people. I've looked long and hard for those people. And I've got the team I want to keep for a really long time. And that's the part of it for me that really is just fantastic. You know what? You know what else is great, though, too? And maybe you get this, too, Roger. When you finish a video and somebody first looks at it, and it's like Christmas morning. Their eyes light up, and they see their website and their name in lights, you know, so to speak. And I'm like, oh, that's so good. And, you know, it's exciting to see that kind of stuff, so... it's good.
We get that when the judge says not guilty.
I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. So, and we'll be moving ahead in the days ahead. We've renovated office space in my basement for the last 8 years, but we're going to be opening up an actual retail space in the next couple of months here, so people can come in and find a web designer they can trust and know.
Can you tell us where that's going to be?
Tentatively, yes. We're actually inking a deal as we speak. It'll be up by the Mall of Georgia on Highway 20.
He doesn't want to say anything he could get sued for, right?
I'm an attorney. I'm not the cops.
Yeah, it'll be. We're looking at space in Beaufort. Swanee is our second choice, but it'll be right up there, in the 85 corridor, right by the Mall of Georgia. Hopefully.
All right. Well, for those companies out there that really want to, you know, change your website, get it fixed up, make it get the most impact, how do they reach out to Make It Loud?
Oh, there are a couple things you can do. You can call us at 678-325-4007, and either myself or Andy or one of our other staff will help you with your needs there. You can email me, John, J-O-H-N, at makeitloud.net, or just look us up on the web, www.makeitloud.net.
All right, John, thanks so much
for
coming on today.
Appreciate it.
Donna Robertson, I had no idea you'd be in a room full of comedians. I did not know this was going to happen.
I'm a little nervous, yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure what to expect here.
We'll be gentle.
somehow I don't believe that, but that's okay. I'm ready.
Donna Robertson is the suite manager here at Office Suites Plus. We are broadcasting all our shows on Gwinnett Business Radio from the Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place. We're in Duluth, right next to Gwinnett Place Mall. Tell us all about Office Suites Plus and what you offer here.
Okay, I'd be glad to. Well, Office Suites Plus is based out of Lexington, Kentucky. We're located all over 30 states and with 7 locations here in Atlanta. And we basically provide a flexible workspace solution for individuals and businesses to be able to come in and actually sit down in a matter of minutes and go to work, providing them either a private work office or a shared workspace. Or we have individuals that come in and actually may just need to meet with a client for the day that can actually use an office, conference room, and also a training room.
So it's really for anybody that wants to have office space. I mean, like John, he can't have clients come to his basement. That's why, of course, he's now getting some retail space, but a professional work environment.
Exactly. I mean,
it's all about image.
It is, exactly. And we pride ourselves on the professionalism as a support mechanism for your business in the forefront of your business. We're here to help answer the phones and be that receptionist so that your clients can get a live person on the phone. We're here to meet and greet your clients as they come to meet you here right off the elevator in the lobby environment and be here to help support your business. And we have a variety of businesses here with 74 offices here at our suite. We have a variety of businesses from attorneys to real estate to IT to medical type businesses. So there's a variety.
You mentioned the folks that answer the phone. They walk in a nice professional lobby with the receptionist up there. And Roger mentioned when he came in to come do the show, wow, he was really impressed with the ladies that greeted him up front. So there's everything there. But not only do you have your office suite here, but you have locations throughout the world that are accessible to your clients.
Exactly. And one nice thing about Office Suites Plus, here in Atlanta, we have 7 locations. So if you are a client of ours, you're a client of ours at all of our locations. So meaning if you've got a client that you want to go over and meet in Alpharetta, you can go and actually go onto the portal and sign yourself up, block yourself out for office space for a guest office or either using their conference space over there to meet. So that's a nice piece that you have access to.
Tell us about the business focus in the suites.
I pride myself, coming from a marketing and sales background myself, I really try to focus on our businesses getting to know each other and how they can network together. We have a lot of businesses here that don't even realize there are opportunities to network and grow their own business just by sharing that fact with others here. So we hold monthly events that we get everyone active and involved in. Also, sharing who and what types of businesses that we have.
And let's put a feather in your cap, too. You have something here at Satellite Place, your Office Suites Plus here at Satellite Place that no other place that we know of in Gwinnett has, and that is a radio studio.
Exactly.
Where we can actually bring the clients that come in and rent space here that can actually come on this show and we'll, you know, promote their company.
Exactly. And we're proud and glad to have Business Radio X here and that partnership because even though a client may not feel that this is necessarily the fit for them, for their business. The other gentleman was just saying, he's more of a retail forefront that may not be a fit. They have a huge opportunity to be able to get on the air and share that business, throughout the internet and podcasting, which is great.
Donna, you mentioned your marketing background. Mm-hmm. Talk about where you came from and how you ended up with Office Suites Plus and what you enjoy most about the job.
Well, I came from a real estate background myself, and I think that's where I met David previously with the closing, and he Absolutely. Wasn't that funny there. I don't know what was going on that day. But
must not have been a good closing. sometimes they go bad. No, it's good.
But basically, I come from a sales and marketing background myself, and I changed pass with my career when the real estate market in started taking that decline. Got a great opportunity to come on board with this awesome company, and I love it here because we get the opportunity to interact with so many different businesses and individuals just to help them have a flexible way to come in, have an executive suite type environment for them and their business, and just grow. And we enjoy what we do here.
Donna, you talked about flexibility. I would think one of the value adds that Office Suites has is the ability to help somebody quickly or the ability to help whatever your needs are. You might have some unique stories of clients who needed something very unique that you were able to provide that they just wouldn't have gotten anywhere else. Speak a little bit about some of the flexibility. I mean, how flexible can you be? How quick could I get into an office? Just speak a little bit about that.
Well, you can get into an office in a matter of minutes. Literally, we have offices that are set up ready for someone to come in that same day and go to work. We have our own telephone switch here that can provide a phone number within a matter of minutes if you need that. We have internet service that is provided it's included with your monthly rate or by the day. If you are here for that time being, you would have wireless access that's included in that. I love our pricing because it's a bundled rate. So when you come and sit down with us, whether it be for the day or you're wanting to be a client with us, for either a 6 or 12 month term, your office is going to include furniture, internet, You're going to get a filing cabinet. You're getting a phone number. You're getting the whole gamut of an office without having you to upfront that money and cost. And I think that's what a lot of businesses that have been in the traditional space really are appreciative of, that fact that it's everything's included. They're not having to budget for internet, for phones, et cetera. We're providing that in all-in-one kind of price.
There's something that I heard about that you offered that kind of got my ears perked, and that is free money. Talk about that program.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do we earn free money?
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I know. Who needs holiday cash, right? Well, one thing that we do, we all have talked about networking and referrals, and that's our business and base, too, as well. That's where we get our business. And we do pay a 10% referral fee on any business that signs with us. So if you refer a client to us that signs up, we're going to pay you 10% of whatever that annual fee or the term that they provide. So if they've gone with us for 6 months, you'll get paid 10% of what that total would be. So easily can be a $500 to $900 check that we provide to that referral for coming in.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, a few years ago, I went from an office that I owned to an office suite type scenario. Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell all you small business owners out there what a smart decision that was for me. The cost effectiveness is breathtaking. The rates that they have are so low compared to what you may be paying for an office mortgage or office rent. This is what I tell people. The rent that I pay, which includes internet, utilities, absolutely everything, it is so plug and play. But it is less than the utilities alone when I had my own my own physical location.
Wow. That's huge.
Matter of fact, it's about 30% less than I was paying for voice and data and internet and electricity.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not to mention the opportunities for relationships and networking and things like that when you're around 30, 40 other business or 70 other business owners.
Oh, absolutely.
And you had to find plenty of people to sue.
Oh, you know what? You know what's hysterical is one of the people that's in my executive suites, the guy right around the corner, about 3 weeks before he moved in, we finished the divorce, and I represented his wife, ex-wife.
<Ba-dum-ba. laughs>
Oh, goodness.
But he and I actually have become pretty good friends at this point, so, you know, it's amazing.
Maybe he thinks you're going to get his Porsche back.
Oh, he's never getting his Porsche back. But, you know, you're absolutely right about the networking opportunities, because every day you're walking past clients. They may not be your client yet, but when you're in a situation like Donna's got going on here, you're walking past clients every day. They're going to be your future clients because they're going to get to know you. They're going to get to trust and respect you. So those small businesses out there, whether it's an attorney or a web design guy or video production, you know, if you are a one-man shop, there is no better scenario than this kind of thing, what Donna's got going on.
And Donna, do you guys, especially here at this Office Suites location here across from Gwinnett Place Mall, do you guys try and encourage networking? Do you have opportunities where as many suite owners as want to can take advantage of opportunity?
Absolutely. On a weekly basis, we have a breakfast where our clients come in and, you know, we provide breakfast here at the suite and they can network and share those opportunities with others. And then on a monthly basis, we have a social event where they can come in and we try to focus on a particular business for that month and they can share, you know, any facts and information they'd like to, you know, be able to definitely grow. And I know for a fact that we've got several businesses here that are just so incredibly pleased with the amount of growth and business that they've got just from those opportunities. I wanted to point out one other option. Even if you're a small business and you're not ready to take that leap to actually having a private office, we do offer virtual offices for clients. So starting as low as $99 a month, you can actually have an address here so that we can be your mail receipt. And with that, you do get to use a guest office for 2 days a month here at our suite. So that's a great avenue for small businesses just starting up. They may not have quite got there yet that they feel like they can take that plunge and actually taking a private office on. So there's some office options for virtual setups as well.
And one of the amenities that we have not even mentioned yet, I don't believe yet, is that even if you're not a client here full time, you have meeting space.
Absolutely. This suite actually has got a great opportunity for Gwinnett County in that we've got a smaller conference room that sits eight people comfortably. A lot of closings take place in that type of environment. And then we have a boardroom that sits 16 and has all the amenities needed for presentations. It's a nice environment there. But our office has a seminar training room that's not offered necessarily at all of our suites, and it sits 30 comfortably in a classroom environment. And individuals can come in and rent that by the hour, by the day. They don't have to be a full-time client with us to be able to use those.
Talk about your location, too. You're right here in the heart of Duluth. Mm-hmm. You're in a great location.
We are right off of Satellite Boulevard, at very close to 85. I mean, Boggs Road is just, you know, a skip away, down from Gwinnett Place Mall, very accessible to businesses, shopping, restaurants. We're close to Gwinnett Center, and just a real great location to have that visibility and growth for a business.
And when people reach out to you, they should always ask about specials because you always have great things going on.
Exactly. Right now, we are offering, if you sign a 13-month lease agreement with us, you do get a free month, which is a true free month. So that helps a lot of businesses starting out as well.
All right, Donna, and how would folks reach out to you if they want to find out more information?
Simply three ways as well. Give us a call at 770-291-2222. They can email me at donnamrobertson@officesuitesplus.com. And then, of course, on the web at officesuitesplus.com. And then you can select the various locations that might fit your needs.
All right, Donna, thanks again
for
coming on today. And I do apologize for John and David.
It's okay.
Especially David.
We've been apologizing for ourselves for many years.
I'm actually glad that I went last.
Yeah. I've been apologizing for John on a number of occasions.
All right, gentlemen, enough's enough now. Steven, we didn't even need your comedy expertise today.
I'm just glad you didn't have to apologize for me.
Well, not yet. Next show.
I haven't known you long enough.
I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Roger Maness from Big Dog Productions. Roger's usually the funniest guy in the room, and they actually made you look sane today by comparison.
I just backed off and let him go.
Yeah, and that was probably the smartest thing you've
done.
He's
the smartest man in the room.
Exactly. Thanks to Roger from Big Dog Productions, attorney David Lawler, John Lemberg with Make It Loud, and Donna Robertson with Office Suites Plus. A reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio airs brand new live shows every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 a.m., and that our program can be heard throughout the day on all of the Business Radio X stations throughout Atlanta. Of course, you can listen to any of the programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to Business Radio X.com. For Stephen Julian, I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.